Hi, my name is Henrik and I'm a candidate to become a certified trainer in nonviolent communication. I started this YouTube channel several years ago and this was a hobby project of mine. This was when I myself was learning the basics of nonviolent communication, and by editing these videos, this supported me in capturing these key phrases and also these key moments of Marshall Rosenberg sharing nonviolent communication and all of these funny quotes from his lectures. And I was surprised that even though this was something I did for my own learning, that there are 9,000 people on the internet who subscribe to the YouTube channel. And now for all of you who subscribe, I wanted to take this opportunity to share nonviolent communication. And therefore, I'm starting a new project on the YouTube channel. So I will invite some trainers in nonviolent communication to come on the channel and share their experience of nonviolent communication. And the first person is joining us today. That's Joachim Bergen. He will share a daily exercise on gratitude. That's an exercise I have been doing myself and that I have enjoyed a lot. So with that said, we go over now to Joachim.
Hi. Today I would like to present 6 steps to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. My name is Joachim Bergen and I'm an NVC practitioner since 2009 and a certified CNVC trainer since 2017. And together with Magda, Paulina and Corey, I'm part of Empathic Way Europe. And this month, December 2024, we are having newsletters on the theme of gratitude. And this short video consists of 3 parts. First, some short science background of gratitude, then my personal journey, and then my practice. So the content from the gratitude content is mainly from an article from UCLA and from my favorite podcaster Andrew Huberman, and of course there are a lot of resources on the internet where you can find other sources. So there are both mental and physical benefits of a gratitude practice. You lower your anxiety and your depression, and you regulate your heart rate, lower your blood pressure, and it promotes better sleep, and it affects neural circuits, affecting levels of serotonin and other neurotransmitters that are promoting enjoyment and connection, and that in turn connects to the practice we are all interested in, NVC. So it's about promoting empathic connection as well. And when I was young, I was a social activist, and the world at that time was an oppressive and place with a lot of suffering. And since quite a few years, I have had a daily practice of gratitude, and the world has turned around. So instead of a lot of egoistic, evil or stupid people around me, I see people trying to fulfill their needs in ways that differs from mine. And my gratitude practice is 4 main steps and 2 sub-steps. And the first step, and if you want to, you can pause the video and do the gratitude exercise if you want. So the first step is what have I done for myself? And I make an observation, one sentence observation, what I've done. I'm in the present moment. I sense my body, what feelings arise when I think about that, and what needs are those feelings pointing towards. Then I often do this while walking, and I connect with my body, my present aliveness in the moment. Do that for a while, and then I go to sub-step number one or two, depends how you want to number them. And I'm not a single island in the world. I'm part of a greater web of humans and other life forms. So in this step, I want to connect to what have I received in life that made it possible for me to do what I did. And it might be have been something I enjoyed receiving when it happened, or it might have been something I didn't enjoy, but that anyway led me to do this thing. Maybe I never wanted to do a thing like that, that someone did to me. And because that person did that to me, I have taken certain decisions in my life. Okay, then we go to step number two. And then I think about something I've done for someone else. And I do the same thing, make an observation, sense my present feelings thinking about that, and connect those feelings to my needs. And then again, next sub-step is, what have I received in life that made it possible for me to do this? Step number three, gratitude for what someone else has done to me that made my life more wonderful. So I go through the same three steps: an observation, feelings, and needs around that. And then the last and fourth step is, what have I received from life in general? And it can be anything from the tiniest, smallest thing to the vastness of universe. So a tiny little thing could be that I got the banana at work. I was really hungry. There it was. And a great vast thing could be that, oh, I'm so grateful for the evolution of the universe, for example. So, in short, that's my practice. And I hope you enjoy this. And if you want to read more about gratitude, you can subscribe to Empathic Way Europe's newsletter, and you will find a lot of different juicy stuff in there. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.